Books on Tape presents The Orc King by R. A. Salvatore, read by Mark Bramhall. Prelude. Drist Stourdan crouched in a crevice between a pair of boulders on the side of a mountain, looking down at a curious gathering. A human, an elf, and a trio of dwarves, at least a trio, stood and sat around three flat-bedded wagons that were parked in a triangle around a small campfire. Sacks and kegs dotted the perimeter of the camp, along with a cluster of tents, reminding Drist that there was more to the company than the five in his view. He looked past the wagons to a small, grassy meadow where several draft horses grazed. Just to the side of them, he saw again that which had brought him to the edge of the camp, a pair of stakes capped with the severed heads of orcs. The band and their missing fellows, then, were indeed members of Cassin Cucullus, the Triple C, an organization of vigilantes who took their name from the elvish saying that meant honor in battle. Given the reputation of Cassin Cucullus, whose favorite tactic was to storm orc homesteads in the dark of night and decapitate any males found inside, Drist found the name more than a little ironic, and more than a little distasteful. "Cowards, one and all," he whispered as he watched one man hold up a full-length black and red robe. The man flapped it clean of the night's dirt and reverently folded it, bringing it to his lips to kiss it before he replaced it in the back of one wagon. He reached down and picked up the second telltale garment, a black hood. He moved to put that too in the wagon, but hesitated, then slipped the hood over his head, adjusting it.